In terms of sheer distance, few American cities are further apart than Los Angeles and Charlotte. And when it comes to way of life, they don't have much in common either. But for Pasadena native turned Charlotte resident Mark Arizmendi, he's at home in the South. So much so, he's been here 14 years and is about to move into a brand new home.
This is the living room and the dining room over here. The dining room is big because we have a big family. We have four children.
The 6,000 square foot house is located in South Park, just 5 minutes from Arizmendi's small investment bank and private equity firm. Thanks in large part to the big banking presence here, Charlotte is as well known as ever. But in the mid-1990s, Charlotte was just a regional city. And when Arizmendi moved here, his friends and family did a double take.
Some of them were saying, you know, why? Where are you going? Where is it? You know, but in reality, once everybody came out to visit, they all thought, wow, this place is pretty cool.
Overcoming stereotypes about his home state is part of Tim Newman's job as head of the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority. Newman says people are often surprised about what they find in North Carolina.
I think people realize this ain't no Andy Griffith hayseed state anymore. I love Andy Griffith, but you know that you know Andy and Barney are not North Carolina anymore. This is a progressive, modern, world-class state.
Denise Hurley bought into the backwoods southern stereotype before her family moved to Charlotte 3 years ago from Orange County, California. But once she got to Charlotte, she fell in love with a new, slower-paced life. Her suburban neighborhood includes several former Californians. In fact, her next-door neighbors here were her next-door neighbors in Orange County. Denise, her husband, and three young daughters live in a house that cost half what their home in California did, but is twice as big. With the extra money, the Hurleys travel more. And they have a new pool.
What's wrong?
I don't want to do any more swimming.
You don't want to do any more swimming? You want to get out?
Hurley says her California friends ask all the time when she's moving back. She tells them she's not.
It would kill me to go back there and get nothing for my money. And we really enjoy it here. We love our neighborhood. We like the area a lot. I love the school that the kids go to. And we've got such a great network of friends.
I think it takes some getting used to, and you have to have an open mind about it.
Tessa Rodriguez enjoys the laid-back lifestyle and affordability of her new hometown of Greensboro. Rodriguez calls her move to North Carolina an escape from bad traffic and a rampant emphasis on material things. During a recent trip to her native Northern California, Rodriguez says it seems she was just on a different wavelength than her friends and family.
Everyone that I talked to would say, oh, you know, it must be nice to be in the city or it must be nice to get away. And they have this total misconception of North Carolina. Like, they have this misconception that I live, you know, in the boondocks.
Arizmendi says he had no preconceptions about North Carolina when he moved his family to Charlotte in 1994. The movie says was brought on by opportunity and, in a way, a sense of adventure.
That's kind of the California spirit, right, is to go try something different. So we did. You know, we bought 6 one-way plane tickets out to Charlotte, and we moved here and started. You know, part of the California dream was the spirit to do something different. We did that, and we just chose to do it here.
Arizmendi, Hurley, and Rodriguez all say their future plans don't include moving back to California, not anytime soon. For now, they're all very satisfied living a laid-back lifestyle where their money goes further. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.